I'm Dimay Roberts. When you think of dance, you picture beautiful movement on a dance floor. Well, Pendulum Aerial Arts takes that beauty and suspends it high up above the audience with movement that defies the imagination. Artistic director Suzanne Kenny leads her ensemble of aerial artists in evocative and elegant movement draped by cascading yards of silk. They create and perform in the gym of the French American International School in Northwest Portland. Producer Macon Reed visited Pendulum Aerial Arts, and she worked on this audio collage as part of our Pushing Boundaries series.
Josie, we definitely said we were going to put you at the back, right? For hammock. Okay.
I'm Suzanne Kenny, and I'm artistic director of Pendulum Aerial Arts.
So yes, all the ground stuff will happen in this section.
We're in the gym at the French American International School, where I've been artist in residence since 1999. It's a huge space. It's probably as big as a football field, and it goes from our highest point's about 42 feet, and then the lowest is about 25. So it's really an aerialist dream to be at this height and to have 40 things hung in here.
This is aerial silks, and this is just a two-way stretch cotton lycra that you climb in. This is an invented apparatus with straps and almost like a triangle above it. And it teeters, so you can be sort of like a marionette doll on it. A lot of this apparatus is from our show High Art that we just premiered and we're getting ready to tour. This was sort of the signature act for High Art because it's inspired by the work of Gustav Klimt, The Kiss. And we have these amazing costumes and we actually look like the painting.
You will gracefully rise from here into your basing position here, just over your shoulders. Yep. Yep. So go ahead.
We're actually doing, you know, movements that would be a waltz on the ground, except we're spinning and we're upside down. The thing that's so rich about this act is that we have been doing it for a long time and that we have a very close relationship, and that part all comes through, and then it just gets richer. And I think doing this work, you need to be able to trust who you work with. Absolutely. Because we're in the air and we're partnering and we're supporting each other, literally. You know, we're holding each other up.
Yeah. Oh, you okay? So be sure to use lots of weight in Sarah's shoulders. And really try to get to where you're going in as little steps as possible. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So instead of like scurrying over, just direct, intentional steps. All right.
I got started with the exploration of aerial work in 1996 here in Portland, Oregon. I moved here from Los Angeles, and I had been dancing and mostly being an actress for about 10, 15 years. And when I came here, they had auditions for Midsummer Night's Dream. So I went for the part of Peas Blossom, and there was trapezes at this audition. And I remember I was in this room with probably about 20 girls, and they were all super young. They were all like 18 to 21, and then there was me. And I was older, but regardless, they did not want to get on the trapeze because there was no mats, and it was a cement floor. And it was just so funny, and I just found my way climbing up, and, you know, I had a blast doing it. It was like what I'd been looking for my whole life. It was a passion that was ignited at that moment in time, and it's been an incredible journey, you know, almost 16 years later.
No, that's absolutely good. Perfect. It goes way up here to the middle of my back,
okay.
But that way it was like right here.
Okay, I
need
to slide.
And then it's like
bit.
The most bendy part, yeah.
Perfect.
It is dangerous. It is very dangerous, and things can happen in a moment. You have to stay really focused. And I think one of the harder things is being able to trust your strength, to know that you can actually support yourself. And you need to work over a period of time to get to that point where you're just not up there like gripping for dear life.
You okay? All right, so Sarah, you will be rising at the same time as Anna. So one, two, three, go. Exactly, nice.
Aerial is very, very different set of muscles. It really, you have to train, and everything we do is different. Like, you need different muscles to do a handstand. You need different muscles to be on the trapeze bar, different to be on the silks. It's crazy, and, you know, each apparatus hurts, so you have to, you know, build up the training for it. When you first lock your foot in and you sit there in the silks, you're like, oh, my God, that is like cutting off the circulation of my foot, you know? It's and then after you do it, it's like no big deal. But if I come off the silks for, you know, a while and then I go back on, I have to start, you know, retraining it. And I think it's just you have to be smart with how you take care of your body doing this work and listen to it. And I work with a lot of contortionists, and they're a group of people that you really have to watch, because there is an endorphin level of work of doing, you know, being that flexible, that really kind of gets you going, and you need to be able to set boundaries to know when to stop.
Are you guys doing contortion?
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to do their contortion act.
Yeah, because Sarah and I can do back scales, and we can also do vertushka.
And when you do vertushka, and I can do handstand top of it.
Oh, yeah.
On your shoulder.
My name is Senge Biamdorj, and I'm a contortionist and coach for Pendulum.
My name is Madeline Knox, and I'm an apprentice here with Pendulum.
My name is Nikki Unwin. I'm an apprentice and flyer to Madeline Knox.
Contortion, it's a really hard art form. You really have to have a lot of balance, core strength, flexibility, just kind of understanding of how the body works. It's kind of helped me in life, really. It just kind of, it helps you understand yourself more. You really have to push yourself to get to where you want to be in contortion. It doesn't come easily. So you really have to, you have to be patient, and you really have to be a hard worker to get to where you want to be. And if you're lazy, it's not going to end up working.
Circus people are a little bit control freaks.
Yeah, which is why I'm a base. I carry Nikki around. I won't let anybody else hold me or pick me up. Don't even like people carrying me in a cradle or in a piggyback. A base is someone, they're kind of like the ground point for the other person. Nikki, my flyer, will kind of climb on top of me, and I'll hold her in different positions. So like she'll stand on my shoulders, and I'll be the one standing on the ground.
Or an aerial, the base would be locked into the fabric or the bar, and the flyer would do a lot of tricks just holding onto their hands or their legs.
It's scary because you have someone else's life in your hands. Flying and basing, there are a lot of kind of awkward positions where, like, you'll have your hand close to someone's crotch for, like, a grab, or you'll
have someone's butt in your face. You just gotta be really comfortable with your partner.
Yeah, and you get used to it.
We've grown so close.
Now she's doing chin stand, classic. Her legs is next to her head. I don't know, it's hard to explain.
She's lying on her belly with her feet kicked up by her head.
Lying on her chin. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Kind of a tripod with like the fronts of my shoulders and my chin. And then, so my face is upright, and then my butt is over my head, but not on it. And my feet are flat on the ground. So, I don't know.
I'm Sarah Reed. I'm 13. I started Pendulum in December. I really like how supportive everybody is here. It's really self-empowering. I'm not really sure how it happens. It makes you feel so good that you can actually do this stuff. Because when you see it like on TV and like Cirque du Soleil, it's like, oh my gosh, these people are insane. You know, I could never do that. But here you have a chance to do it. And it really makes you feel a lot better to know that you're capable of those things.
Because I'm from a theatrical background, that I really instill in my students from the time they start taking class when they're 8, that it isn't about how flexible you are. It is about that you're bringing somebody into your story and into your world, and that you can move them emotionally. That's like the big thing that is, I think, very different than a lot of what is out there. I'm never about just the tricks. It is that there is a story that is driving the whole act that is happening. When I tell a story to the audience, as I'm sure with any artist, it's always semi-autobiographical, and it is inspired by life's experiences. And I've sort of had this running theme, you know, for wherever I'm at in my life is sort of, you know, the kind of story I tell. I mean, I've been sober for 23 years, so that's been definitely an important part of my journey on this planet. Ariel was a gift I got for being sober, and it's emotional. For me, I think that when I found Ariel, it was a passion was always missing in my life, and that I really felt like this was, you know, they always, it's kind of cliche, but in AA they say, you know, if you stay sober, your dreams will come true, and that's sort of what has happened for me.
Yep. So cartwheel line should be here. Somersault line should be here.
It doesn't matter how old you are. You should never stop being able to dream your dream and try to accomplish it. I mean, That's life.
Thanks to producer Macon Reed for that collage on Pendulum Aerial Arts. This is our second Pushing Boundaries feature, and it's made possible with funding by the Regional Arts and Culture Council.